When we were going to school, if you happened to get a contagious disease, you and your whole family was quarantined from school. If you had chicken pox, you know, the whole family stayed out of school until the siege was over. The theory was that you could prevent getting them, but once you had diseases, we had no antibiotics or modern medicines to get you well. And my brother had typhoid fever, and we were quarantined from school. Oh, I think it was 2 months before we were allowed to go back, that long.
Did they come along and call a sign on your...
Yes, a big red sign, quarantine. As I remember, we were not allowed to mail letters out. We could receive letters. And, quarantine really meant quarantine. And then the same thing held for diphtheria, if someone had diphtheria, or scarlet fever. Now, I was exposed to a child who had scarlet fever. She sat behind me in a desk. And then I was also quarantined, and the other children who sat near her for a certain period of time. But it did keep from spreading diseases because we had no way to fight them once you got them. And then we came to the time when the health department decided to get rid of malaria. In communities and schools, and then we had typhoid shots. They came out and gave them. And I nearly died. I was scared to death of them. I can remember very well, I went through the first siege. You had to have 3 shots, one each week. And I went through that. And of course I had gone through it when my brother had typhoid at an earlier time. And then after that, if I knew that the health department was going to be out there that day, I was sick, I stayed home. Wouldn't go. And then we had a music teacher who used to come to the school, a Mrs. McKnight. And she taught music to those, and we paid her off in vegetables and farm produce during the Depression era. And she did a tremendous thing for the children, because she taught us a lot more than music. She taught us many of the nicer things of life. I remember her.
How did the young people refer to students or scholars? Or
pupils.
Pupils?
Mm-hmm. They were referred to as pupils.
And the lady school teacher?
School children, really. You would not say pupils are really students or what, you just refer to them as school children.
And the teacher?
You referred to her as your teacher.
And did the townspeople ever refer to her as school marm or school ma'am?
Not in my community. She was always the school teacher.
You started out for school but never got there. Decided to go.
You played... Where you played hooky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, and what kind of punishment was the customary? I'm trying to fit the punishment.
Oh,
to the crime.
Punishment to the crime. Well, all crimes were they small or big, but punished the same way. The teacher gave you a whipping with a paddle.
Right.
And, we had one boy who got a whipping every day, and I can remember one day after several months, he started out and he came back and